Jesus Christ, our gentle shepherd. I was reading this scripture one day, and the Lord inspired me with this thought of Jesus Christ being our gentle shepherd. And we can claim him as our shepherd if we are his sheep. In the scripture, it says his sheep know his voice and they follow him. There are many blessings by being the sheep, God's sheep, Jesus' sheep. And so we want to look at some scriptures that shows us what this shepherd does for us. Isaiah 40 and 11. We know that a true shepherd is going to care about the sheep. It's not really going to just let anything happen to the sheep. And we really need God to watch over us and care about us.
Isaiah 40 and 11.
Yes.
He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. And he shall gently lead those that are young.
Notice that in that scripture it says how that he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall carry them in his arms. And it said he shall gently lead them. You see, the shepherd cares so much for the sheep. He's not going to bogart him. He's not going to take him like they used to say, by the nape of the neck and make them do things. But he's going to gently lead them. And so, I'm thankful to be his sheep. But in order to be his sheep, we have to follow him, don't we? We have to know his voice and follow him. We have to do the right thing. Everybody doesn't have the privilege of being cared for by the shepherd. The shepherd watches over the sheep. He doesn't do the goats. He doesn't do the other animals, but he takes care of the sheep. And so let's go to Psalms 23. Today, you read that, Aaliyah, in Sunday school for your verse. But if we look at this Psalms, sometimes people learn it. I learned it when probably when I was in elementary school. But they learn this psalm, and it becomes a part of what they know from the Bible. But I feel like I wonder sometimes, do we really take it personal? We can take it personal, can't we? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's personal. He's the shepherd of all the sheep, but we can each take it personal. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. You know, the shepherd cares so much for the sheep. He doesn't want the sheep to be afraid. If he led the sheep by rough waters, they might be afraid, right? He doesn't want us to be afraid. He wants us to have confidence of his care and his protection. It says, he restores my soul. Sometimes things in life happen that it feels like it drains all of what's in you out. But the shepherd restores your soul. He's looking out for your soul. He's looking out for our body, our soul, our mind, our emotions. He cares about every part of us. But we have to be a sheep in order for him to have this privilege. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The shepherd is not going to allow you to go the wrong way. He's going to show you the right way because he cares for you. The wrong way is disaster. The wrong way leads to hell. The wrong way leads to many heartaches, many problems. And it's not that you're not going to have problems in life, but even with those problems, he's going to be right there with us. So he's going to show us the right way. Say, yea, though I walk. I love this one right here. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. If I am facing death, he's going to be right there. That shepherd's not forsaken us. I will fear no evil. He doesn't want us to have fear. For thou art with me. Thy rod, the word, and thy staff, the spirit, they comfort me. So the Lord has all of these things. What a wonderful privilege we have to have Jesus Christ as our gentle shepherd. So when we are in trouble, he's there to comfort us in our time of trouble. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Sometimes we face head on the enemy. And it looks like no way out. But the shepherd prepares a table before us. He gives us comfort and help in the very presence of our enemy. And we know that the devil is our enemy. And he comes up before our face to destroy us. But the shepherd will not let him destroy us. He will prepare a table. He will feed us. He will bless us in the presence of our enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. The shepherd makes us feel with his goodness. So much so that we have enough to run over and help somebody else. Says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. If you can't remember any other scripture in the Bible, we can take these scriptures in the time of trouble and quote them and remember them and lean and depend on them. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So we want to be encouraged. We want to know that this shepherd, this is not just a scripture for us to memorize. It's one for us to lean on and depend on. This scripture is relevant to our lives. This was written years and years and years and years and years ago, but it's relevant to our lives today that this shepherd will take care of us. He's watching. Like a mother watches the child to make sure they don't go out in the street or get hurt in any way, the mother's heart looks for dangerous places to prevent the child from going there. The shepherd is the same way. He's looking. He sees, oh, this is a dangerous place. He protects that sheep from danger. So it is a reality for us. But this shepherd did something that many natural shepherds may not do. He gave his life for the sheep. How many shepherd, a good shepherd will protect sheep. But will they give their own life for the sheep? This is the true shepherd, the good shepherd. Let's go to John 10. We're going to read verses 2 to 5 and then 7 to 16. He is the good shepherd. He is the true shepherd. And not only so, he is the shepherd. He is the door. He is the way. This shepherd has his great benefits in living and trusting and giving our heart and life to the shepherd because he cares for us.
1 John 10?
No, St. John.
St. John.
10 and 1.
10, 2 to 7, 2 to 5, and then we'll skip 6 and do 7 to 16.
But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. In him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers.
So you see, this shepherd, you know, he leads them, but he goes before them. So any place that we can go, we can know that Jesus has been there first. We can safely follow him because he's been there before us. He said he puts them forth, but he goes before them and they follow him. So when he tells us, go here, go there, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that, we can safely follow his leadings. Read 7 to 16.
Then said Jesus unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and pasture, and find pasture. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Yes. Look what this shepherd, he's the door. We can safely follow him. And he said, the thief comes. He's just to steal and to kill. Everybody before him were not the shepherd. They were thieves and robbers. But he's come that we have life and that we may have a more abundant life. Read on, please.
11.
Yeah.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and his wolf catches them and scattereth the sheep.
You see, the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But if you were a shepherd and you're hired to take care of sheep and the wolf come, are you going to stand there and defend the sheep from the wolf? Well, you might, but most won't. The hireling, these not my sheep. I'm out of here. I'm not going to sit here and get myself hurt trying to take care of somebody else's sheep, and they go away. And then the sheep get caught and they get destroyed. But Jesus didn't do that. He saw the enemy. Satan is the thief. Satan is the wolf. He's the one that comes to try to destroy the sheep. But Jesus gave his life for us that we might not be destroyed. Read on, please.
The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. And the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love.
That's good. That's good. So, other sheep I have, they're not this fold, but I must bring. The Lord wants all of his sheep to be together. He wants them. He's bringing them together. There's a song in the songbook that says something about, I think it's the Reformation glory. But anyway, it's just that the Lord wants all of his sheep together. But he is the good shepherd. We appreciate that. Let's go on now to Hebrews 13 and 20.
Hebrews 13 and 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant.
The thing is, he is the shepherd of the sheep. That's the point in that. You know, we thank the Lord, I do, for his being our shepherd, and he cares for his sheep. Now, we want to see how much he cares for us. He leads us. The shepherd doesn't just put us out in the pasture, so to speak, and just forget about us, but he leads us in the right way. John 16 and 13. So this shepherd, he leads us, he guides us, he feeds us, and he comforts us, and he blesses us. Oh, you know, sometimes I wonder, how can I get it across? How wonderful it is to be a child of God. Because when we become a child of God, we become one of his sheep. Do you know in the end he's coming back for sheep? He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. Those that are sheep are going to be on the right hand and the goats on the left hand. And he's going to say, depart to the goats, but to the sheep, he said, come, you blessed are my Father. So I wish we could get across. This is a wonderful way to live, to have someone that cares for us and takes care of us. You know, some people are very independent. They feel like, I don't need any help. Nobody don't have to tell me what to do or where to go. And I know, but you know what? It's not in man to direct his path. He'll go wrong. But if we follow the shepherd, we'll go the right way. Did you get that?
John
16:13.
Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
This shepherd, the Spirit of the truth, the Spirit of truth shall come, will guide us. But it's through the shepherd that we get this guidance. And he will teach us the right way. He will lead us into all truth. We don't have to be confused, wondering what's the right way to go. Because he will teach us and lead us and guide us the right way. And he will feed us. You know, there's a scripture in Matthew that says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Do you know the sheep are hungry? You don't hardly see animals, sheep or any animal, refusing food. They do. They're sick, right? And so we're sheep. We're not going to refuse food from the shepherd. when he's going to feed us and make us nice and fat and plump and healthy looking. That's what we get from the shepherd. Ezekiel 34:23. If the shepherd wouldn't feed the sheep and they go hungry, that shows the shepherd doesn't care about them. But the Lord's not going to let us go hungry. He's going to feed us and give us what we need, nourishment. 34:23, I'm sorry.
And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd.
So we will get fed from this sheep, this shepherd. He cares about us. You know, I'm not a person with a great appetite, but do you know it bothers me if I hear of a child saying I'm hungry. I can't hardly stand that. And sometimes I might buy something and one of the girls might say, can I have? And they basically know, can I have is going to get it, right? Because that's the way I am. But the same way with the shepherd. If we're hungry, he's going to feed us. He's not going to let us go hungry or starve or feel deprived. Matthew 9:36.
But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
What did it say? Jesus himself, when he was down here and he saw the multitude and they were hungry, he had compassion on them. And they were like a shepherd without a sheep without a shepherd. Jesus has the same compassion. We don't need to just read these things in this Bible and leave it there like that happened back then. That today we can apply these things in our lives. Know that the Lord sees, he's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He knows what we need, and he doesn't want us to go hungry or faint. He wants to us to flourish. And you know how he feeds us today is through his word. He has his word there for us, and all we have to do is eat and enjoy. Matthew 5:6. You all can quote that. Quote it. Say it.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
That's right. Blessed are they. If you hunger and thirst, he's going to fill you. He's going to give us whatever we need. Matthew 5:6. So, this shepherd watches over us and keeps us from danger. He's going to keep us from falling. Psalms 121:3.
Psalms 121:3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber.
Even in the middle of the night, when we can't sleep and we need help, the Lord is not sleeping. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He's going to take care of us. It may look like this is going to get me down. This is going to be the best of me. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He does not sleep. It doesn't matter. We can wake up at 3 o'clock and have a headache. The Lord is there. He's not going to suffer our foot to be moved. He's not going to allow the devil to trip us up. Maybe the devil will bring you thoughts in the middle of the night and make you scared or make you feel like something's going to happen. Don't you know that the shepherd is watching? He's not asleep. He knows, and he will take care of us. Psalms 91 and 11.
91 and 11. For he shall give his angels charge of thee, to keep thee in all thy ways.
He's going to send an angel to take care of us and to keep us. Oh, what a blessing it is to have the protection of God. This shepherd is watching at all times. There's no time that he's not watching. Jude 1 and 24. Jude is the last book before Revelation.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
We can have great comfort that he's not going to let us fall. Sometimes it may seem like, I can't make it through whatever it is. Look unto this gentle shepherd that will keep you from falling. He won't let you fall. He will take care of you. No matter what you're going through, he will take care of you. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13.
There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
Look at that. He won't let a temptation overthrow you, in other words. I was having a conversation with somebody, and they felt like this is whatever this is happening to me. I can't hardly bear this. But the scripture said he will not suffer you to be tempted above your able. Do you have temptations? Do you have things coming to you that's trying to get you to do the wrong thing or go the wrong way? He won't let you fall. He won't let temptations be more than you can bear. He will, with the temptation, make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. What a privilege. What a privilege to live for God, because he's watching and taking care of us every day, at all times. He doesn't sleep or anything. And any problem we get to, we can come to him. We can pray. When we get in those tempting situations, we can pray. We can call on God. He's there. He's right there. He wants us to know, I'm here for you. I got your back, as some people say. He is going to take care of you. 2 Peter 2 and 9.
2 and 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.
If you're unjust, you don't have this privilege. But if you're living for God, he will deliver you out of temptation. There's no temptation taken you by such as common to man, but he's faithful. And so we can be very encouraged that he will be there and help us. Now I want us to think of how God works. This gentle shepherd has delegated the responsibility of his sheep to saved ministers. Saved. He's given them pastors. And so let's go to Jeremiah 3 and 15. So he wants us as his ministers to feed his sheep.
And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
That's what he does. He gives us the responsibility to feed. Get the food, get the words from his mouth, and feed his sheep. Let's go to John 21 and read 15 and 17. St. John 21. This is Peter. God was telling Peter to feed his sheep.
John 21, what?
15.
John 21 and 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, the son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest God, knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs.
Go on to 17.
He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep.
So you see, he said this to Peter. And it's not just Peter. Back in that day, he did. But he want all the ministers that he called to feed his sheep. Let's go to Acts 20 and 28. So the Lord is concerned about our spiritual food. Not he's concerned about us, our physical needs, but he's concerned about our spiritual food. And this is why he told Peter. Peter was interested in fishing. And after Jesus had died and after he rose and everything, well, there was a point where Peter said, I go fishing. And this is when the Lord dealt with him and told him, Do you love me more than these? You love me more than fishing? That's what he was talking about. And so he said, Feed my sheep, feed my lambs. And he said, Feed my sheep twice. Acts 20 and 28.
Acts 20 and 28. Take heed therefore to yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood.
You see this shepherd? This gentle shepherd, he purchased us with his own blood. And then he gives the ministers responsibility to feed the sheep. And that's a great responsibility. It's not an easy job, but it's a responsibility that he's counting on. And we want to do all we can in his service to feed them with spiritual food from the word of God. Not with our opinions, not with our own ways, but with the word of God. One more scripture, Philippians 4 and 19. So this shepherd cares about everything. Whatever we have need of, he cares about it. And he will supply our needs.
And my God shall supply all the needs according to the riches and glory by Jesus Christ.
Thank the Lord.
Yes, he shall supply all our needs. Pray for me.